call is being recorded. Thank you very much. You may begin.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I reworked the agenda a little bit after various conversations, and also, as I mentioned to Liz earlier, I cheated. I looked at the OSD minutes, as I've been wont to do several times, and said, oh, they did that. Maybe we should do that. So I put it in the agenda, and we can talk through it. The agenda is showing on the wiki page under agenda. So I have first, who's the chair, and then at that point I asked any nominees, volunteers. We did have one nominee, which was Jeff, or who was Jeff, and none others, and several people have spoken up at advantage, but we'll come back to that in a second. The only problem, as I said to Jeff in a personal mail, that while I could support his nomination, I wasn't sure I could support him not chairing this meeting once he got picked. Then we have two other things that were covered by the OSC that I stuck in, which is role of alternates. And regular meeting time to just talk about those two. I had put a walk through the wiki space, which after getting mail from Constantine, I sort of explained what I meant, which basically means stopping at the various proposed structures, the teams, and what other, and just sort of talking about those and getting our heads around those. Then decide what to do next. And then I itemized a few things under it. One of them is still open to us. It's the review of the charter. Because while the charter was put forward by the council, if this group reads it and reviews it and says, wait a second, there's something missing, there's something wrong, there's something whatever, then we could take it back to the council to try and get it fixed. Then there's review/create charters for the work teams. They're there. We're not obligated to use them. It seems like it might be a good idea, but we should definitely review their charters and you know, before going on with them. Then, as Alan suggested, really figure out what needs to be done immediately before the June transition and what things may be longer-range activities. I'm not sure where that line comes. Is there anything I put in there that I shouldn't have? Is there something missing? Is this fine to go with?
It sounds fine to me. It's Alan, but I still can't get to the wiki, so if there's anyone who could send me a URL, maybe that would work.
Okay.
It's not in my dashboard or in the GNSO working page.
Okay, and then, of course, at the end, there should be any other business. Agendas aren't complete without any other business. So if there's no issue with that, we can move on. Okay, the next item we had was to choose a chair. We have one nominee. We are in the process of doing anything by consensus because people probably remember from the planning team is everything is done by consensus in one of these groups. Unless we decide otherwise before doing something. So unless we decide this is going to be problematic, we want to vote. So at this point, I'm assuming that we're working on a consensus basis on picking a chair. We have one nominee. We have no other volunteers. There was a note from the volunteer saying he was willing. Open it up. Is there anyone that wants to discuss this?
Yes, Mike Rodenbaugh.
Yes, Mike.
Well, I guess I'd like to. I know of one other volunteer possibly, but I guess I'd just like to hear, first of all, what the role of the chair is. Maybe I'd like to hear that from Jeff, what he envisions the role of the chair in this group.
Sure. Okay. I envision the role of the chair as just being a facilitator. I do not view the role of chair to. In the sense of the role of the chair is to facilitate discussion, to make sure things are captured, to work with staff, to make sure all ideas are brought to the table and discussed. The role of the chair is not to impose my own will on the group or my own biases, if I have any, on the group. It's really, again, just as a facilitator. And yes, I'm here from the registry constituency, but I'm able to separate that out, the registry constituency ideas from from those of the group. And I've been a chair of, I was chair of the registry constituency for a number of years, and as chair, your role again is to make sure all ideas are represented, are documented, regardless of whether you share them or not. So I don't know if you have any more specific questions.
Well, I guess how are you envisioning this group is going to work? I mean, is it going to be all by consensus, or is it going to be similar to what we've done in the Fastbook and in the IDN group, where we went with support, consensus support, or alternative views? You know, how are we envisioning all of that?
So I wasn't a member of the Fast Flux or IDN, but I think Avery kind of stated it from the outset that you start with trying to achieve a consensus approach. And but I do think that you know, if that's not always going to be possible, you do move towards that model of again documenting it. And I'm not sure if it's all what the group wants to do, whether we want to use the same number scales or the same scales that have been used for those other prior groups. That's really a group decision.
Uh-huh. If I can add two things. One of the things is the most onerous of the chair duties you left out, which is coming up with an agenda, a draft agenda first. That's always one of the least favored things, is, oh my God, has it been done yet? I just want to make sure you had that in your list. The other thing is the way the planning team was specifically and the way the council approved the creation of these is we are supposed to work on full consensus unless we at some point have come up with full consensus for another method. And that was specifically written into the design of these committees by the planning team, and I believe approved by the council, so that we're on full consensus until there's full consensus to do something else. So obviously, if we see something problematic looming down the road, we need to come up with a method other than full consensus for it before we get mired in it,
mm-hmm.
would be my thought. Anyone else wanna discuss the role of chair further at this point? So are there any other nominees at this point that we would need to distinguish between and come to full consensus on?
This is Jay Scott. The only thing that I would say is I would think we're probably going to need a vice chair, because if the chair is supposed to be a facilitator, if we're going to keep things moving, we need to have someone that can step in the role automatically as the chair, should the chair find that they can't meet on a regular, you know, they have to miss a meeting or something like that.
The OSC, to borrow from our leaders in this, opted for an alternate chair.
Well, that's fine. Just so, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
somebody that if an emergency comes up in the chair's life, that the meeting can go on.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to, I mean, I would propose it is even stronger than that, and actually, you know, assist the chair. They essentially agree together on the agenda and that sort of thing, at least. I'm just concerned, and Jeff, you know, I mean, you and I know each other personally. I think you're usually pretty reasonable, but, you know, you are from the registry constituency, and there's just, you know, as we're drafting a new PDP here, I think there's just some concern from other constituencies that you know, we would like a neutral chair, really, for all of this. And I know you have tried to do that, but I also know you've been working for registries for 10 years, so it's hard.
I appreciate those thoughts, and I would certainly welcome someone from the user side of the house, I guess, to assist me. And Jay Scott, since it was your idea, how'd you like to work together again?
Well, I mean, you know, that's fine, and I don't have a problem with doing that. My whole point is, you know, I find, and I think everyone who is on this call knows that in ICANN what can happen is if somebody like Jeff gets an emergency, we can all bog. The work can just hit and bog down and become just a cluster of dominoes at the end of a tunnel. And the best thing for us is if we get it designed, and if one of the things we're trying to achieve also is balance, I have no problem doing that because I am a representative from the user side of the house. But I'm more interested that we just keep moving forward. But I'll be glad to do it, Jeff, because you and I work together fairly well, mm-hmm. and we've known each other for a long time, and so I don't think we'll have a problem at all working together.
Are we talking about chair and alternate chair and vice or co-chair?
This is Konstantinos from NCUC, and basically I would suggest to talk about chairs and vice chairs instead of co-chairs. I find that it will be very confusing, and it might even make the whole process much more difficult.
I think nomenclature is, you know, for whatever you all want to do. I just want, you know, Jeff, I'm here to help.
I appreciate it, and I will certainly take you up on that and welcome that. And as Jay said, we've worked together for a long time now, and you didn't add, and I hope we have a deep respect for each other as well as.
I think so, very much so. I didn't mean to.
Okay, so what I'm hearing, and if we follow the lead of OSD, what I'm hearing is the notion of Jeff as chair with Jay Scott as an alternate chair.
That's fine.
And is there any more discussion on that? Is there any disagreement to that, or can I say we have consensus on Jeff Newman as chair with Jay Scott as alternate chair? Hearing that, and hearing that there is now an alternate chair as well as a chair, so that means I definitely don't have to be the chair for this meeting. I therefore turn over this meeting to the chair and or alternate chair. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you, Aubrey. And I'll start, and if my kids start screaming, then I might have to rely on my alternate chair to take over. But so far, I think I've managed to make sure that they're sleeping. So the next item is role of alternates, and I have not been on the other committee page, but I've heard Chuck talk about this a couple times. And, you know, a couple of the groups, not every group, if I'm looking at the list, has a primary and an alternate. But for those that do, and I'm assuming everybody's welcome to have an alternate if they're not currently listed there, but the way that other working groups have worked is that anyone or both of them, the alternate and the primary and the alternate, can participate in the calls, and only when it comes to I don't like to use this word vote, but in order to achieve consensus, you kind of have to get a sense of everyone's thoughts, that only the primary would be allowed to vote. Now, also the role of the alternate was to, there was some discussion of whether the primary and alternate were all allowed on every call, and I'd like to hear everyone's view on that. My view is that if you don't allow both of them on every call, you're not going to have the continuity that you need if the alternate does need to step up where the primary can't be there. Do people have thoughts on that?
This is Jay Scott. I think that, you know, as much participation as you can get, as long as it's not bogging down the process, should be encouraged.
Yeah, I this is Aubrey. I tend to agree also. And I think in terms of the consensus call, staying away from the word vote, I think generally it should be the primary if both are in attendance. But if only the alternate is there, I think the relationship between the alternate and the primary should be such that if only the alternate is there, the alternate can participate in the consensus call. But if they're both there, then obviously it's the primary.
Anyone else have thoughts on that? And I like Aubrey's term consensus call. I like that much better than vote. So if I do use the word vote, I'm going to try to make it a consensus call from now on. And the other item is that there should be, at least if we do everything right, there should be no surprises as to when a consensus call is coming up, so that you know, it's not really too many items on a call where we ask for those types of calls. Anybody else have any thoughts on that? Okay, so so Glenn, is this, and Liz, is this the, in obvious, this is the current list that's up on the wiki? So that the BC has one rep and IPC has one rep at this point?
Well, I actually noticed, this is Liz, that Glenn, you had a couple of additional names that I hadn't captured on the wiki. Is Zaid the alternate for the BC, Mike?
I don't know that, actually.
I saw your name, and then also for IPC, I saw, Glenn, you had Uta's name, but I didn't have that down, so not sure if maybe they were additions. Those were the two discrepancies I wasn't quite sure of.
This is Jay Scott. I'll clarify if Uta's going to serve as a full-time alternate. She did attend the kickoff meeting only because I was unable to attend Cairo and we wanted to have a representative there. But if she's willing to serve as an alternate, I will clarify that with Liz and Glenn.
Great.
Okay, I'm going to make a note for myself right now.
I'll do the same for the BC.
I will do the same for the NCUC.
Okay, and hopefully we'll get at least one from the ISPs. If Glenn, or if you could send out a note to the ISP constituency.
It's ISPCP or whatever.
Yeah. And I know we'll talk about this as another item because it came up and it's on the agenda for whether this working group would handle, you know, combine the two topics into one group. But, you know, at some point, this list right now only has the constituency members and the nominating committee appointees, but it does not have anybody else from the community on this list. But certainly, I would think, and we'll get thoughts on this, but, you know, we want to encourage as much participation from the community as well. And actually, I'm looking at the wiki, too, and Alan's name's on here. We don't have someone listed from the GAC yet.
I just added Alan while we were talking before.
Oh, okay. So I was about to say it wasn't on here. So you tricked me.
I'm sorry.
I thought I missed something.
Trying to be efficient.
No,
I was hoping Alan wouldn't notice.
So then, I guess we should send another notice out to the GAC and ask if they would like to have someone on here, or remind them. Did we ever send a formal invitation?
I don't know if we sent anything. This is Avi. I don't know if we sent anything formal. We certainly did notify them. By and large, they have trouble assigning liaisons, and it always ends up the same person who is unable to do a lot of them. But it's worth trying this. There's certainly no requirement that they have one, but it's certainly a good idea, I think, to invite them again.
Okay.
Given that we're defining the new PDP process, or probably will be, it might be worth highlighting that as a reason for at least having an observer in the meetings.
Yeah. That would sound good.
Okay.
So, Jeff, do you want to send that note? Would you like staff to do that, however?
Liz, why don't I work on that note with you offline, and we'll send that out.
Okay.
Okay. So I think that takes care of all the different groups, at least as according to the wiki. Is there anyone else I've left off or that we should be talking about? And Liz, you're the primary policy staff rep?
Right. We've been sharing a lot of work assignments, and we'll try not to let that be confusing. I am the primary person, but we have been working closely as a group, and I also asked Marika to sit in on just kind of listening and contributing to this one distinctly, because she's really doing, with me, most of our policy development work at the moment. So just bringing the actual, you know, real-time expertise in terms of staff support for working groups and PDPs, to have that available to you as well. But, yes, I'm the primary.
Okay.
Jeff, just so you know, I just put a check beside your name for also being an admin on the wiki.
Ah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll have to get a tutorial on that. In fact, I noticed that on the survey that was released on the constituencies, that training for chair of working groups is on there. So I'd like to take advantage of that.
Jeff, just on the staff staffing, you know, as you see staffing needs arise, feel free to, you know, come to me and we can work on that.
I will. I will certainly do that. Thank you, Liz.
Cool.
Okay. I think the next item then is regular meeting time. So I want to ask everybody about this. Let's first talk about this time of day. Does this time of day generally work for the people that are on the call? Is it good, bad, need it earlier, need it later?
How often are we planning to meet?
That's another very good question.
Because I have conflicts at this time on some weeks.
Yeah, I can tell you that this time, specific time, on Tuesdays, is a conflict, but I can change it if I have to.
But you said on Tuesdays?
On Tuesdays.
Okay, today is, how about Mondays?
Mondays at noon, Pacific time, I'm fine.
And I was talking specifically about Mondays.
Okay.
But I can change mine if I have to.
Okay. And that was, I'm sorry, was that Alan before?
It was Alan, yes. Sorry.
Okay. How about everybody else on the call? How about the time of day in general?
I am fine. This is Konstantinos. I am fine with this time.
Okay. How about anyone from Europe? It's kind of, it's a little later there.
When I'm in Europe, I love this time.
I am in Europe as well, in this case.
Okay. And do we have anyone from Asia on this call or in this group? Okay. Well, I think so. We have a time of day, and now the question is, which day? And Alan, when you said there were conflicts, was that another ICANN group?
I have two different ICANN groups that meet at this time on some Mondays.
On some Mondays. Are they regular, like every other week, or?
I believe one is the last Monday in the month, and I think the other one is, I'm not sure, but I think the second to last Monday in the month.
Ah, so they're monthly calls. And,
yeah.
Okay. Jay Scott said Tuesdays are not generally...
But I can change that. Don't let me stand in the way. I can change that.
Well, let's see. So, you know, there's always Wednesdays, right?
Wednesdays are, I think I have nothing on schedule on Wednesdays typically.
Okay. How's everybody else on Wednesdays at this time? And I don't mean every Wednesday necessarily, but in general.
Yeah, it's good for me.
Okay. Anyone on the call, is it not good for?
I can definitely handle it.
Okay, so why don't we plan a Wednesday at 2000, how do you say it, UTC time. And then the question is, and I think when we discuss how much we have to do in such a short period of time, we'll decide whether it's weekly or every 2 weeks or on whatever basis people think is appropriate. Is there anyone that's got any thoughts on that? I mean, I personally think there's a lot to go through. I think we could start with every other week, but as we get closer towards, you know, in January and February, that we might need to make it more often.
I agree.
I think that depends on how much is being done in the work team. If the work teams are the ones that are meeting and doing most of the work, then every 2 weeks, you know, as a checkpoint or whatever. Fine. If this group itself is doing the work, then you may find you need.
Yeah, that's a good point. And it goes back to the charter of the group and to a discussion I think we'll have in a few minutes. So why don't we at this point just tentatively agree every other week? So the next one would be, if I'm looking at this correctly, would be the 10th of December?
That's correct, Dave.
Okay, and then we may have to play with the one after that because that would be Christmas Eve. So we'll have to discuss on the 10th whether to do one on the 24th or make it a different day just for that week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we would skip over New Year's and go into the 7th. So I think that would work. So we'll add that as an item for the 10th to talk about the following meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just taking notes as we talk as well. Okay. Walk through Wikispace. So I'm going to ask, I don't know who was the primary author of the Wikispace, whether it was Liz or Avery, but if you want to do a quick walkthrough on the Wikispace, that would be great.
Liz, I just heard.
Hang on, let me just get there. So there's one primary page that currently states the overall purpose of the Policy Process Steering Committee. Most of the documentation that's in here was excerpted from various other documents, and this particular piece and the sections below it were copied from the GNSO Improvements Implementation Plan Final that the planning team agreed to and the council approved. So it just outlines the purpose of the steering committee, the description of the steering committee, which is having responsibility for reviewing the processes used within the GNSO for developing policy and recommending changes, and also looking at the working group process and looking at improving aspects of the working group process. So the working method for the PPSD is defined there on the wiki. The membership in the PPSD as defined by the planning team, the current members that we have, as well as the alternates today, and we'll update those when we finalize those names. The other participants that we have in the PPSD, including the liaisons, the GNSO secretariat, and the policy staff that I mentioned before. There is a section here for goals and milestones for the PPSC that would be determined by the group and approved by the council. The decision making for the PPSC, which we discussed earlier, is unless otherwise determined by the group, to be made using a full consensus process. There was the idea discussed in the planning team that this steering committee consider creating two work teams, a team to focus on the PDP and a team to focus on working groups. I think that is for the group to discuss and decide. But there were some rationale for that suggestion, most particularly, I think, the amount of work and detail that might, when you start to peel back what would be considered by each, the volume of work associated with that, but definitely should be a discussion point for the group. And you can click on more detail there. There is background on the PPSC. We did an extract of expectations and recommendations that the board approved related to enhancing the policy development process and the establishment of a working group model and the enhancement of the working group model. And the summary of board expectations and recommendations are provided there. There are all the references from the Board Governance Committee working group report, which is, of course, subsequently approved by the board on working groups and then on the PDP. And then Aubrey put together slides for the kickoff meeting in Cairo. The useful external documents links has a link to those slides, to the GNSO Improvements Implementation Plan that, again, the Planning Committee approved on the 16th of October, and links to the other wiki pages, including the meeting agendas. Pages that have been developed for the PDP work team and for the working group work team, assuming that we go with that approach. And then overall, just the link to the overall policy process. It's described as Standing Committee here because that's technically the name of the link, but it is actually been renamed the Steering Committee, so that might be slightly confusing. And that's about it. There's links at the bottom to the Wiki workspace for improvements and then for the overall GNSO Council Wiki workspace.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Liz? So I know, Liz, you gave me admin privileges. Is it do people think it would be helpful to have a link to, you know, Aubrey's mentioned a couple times the other steering committee. Would it be helpful to have a link to that just to see what they're working on? Maybe if there's timing things that we need to synchronize, it might help to see the work that they're doing, or do people think we should kind of be in a silo and do the work separate and apart from that?
Aubrey, I think silos should be avoided. I think having a link, I think as long as that site is set up, which I expect it is, that non-members can view but not edit, I think it should be easy to put one. And I expect that it's set up for worldview.
Okay.
And that, but if that's set up, it's going to be able to put it in my list.
I think that would help. I know it would help me personally, and I think it would help the others in the group.
Look at the settings while we're talking.
Okay. And then the other thing that I'll put a link up to, or we can put a link up to, is the current PDP bylaws.
Yeah. Excuse me. There is a link to the OSC. Wiki from the GNSO wiki page, and it's open and readable to all.
Okay, so it'll be kind of double clicking through. Well, yeah, if we could just put a quick link.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it works as it is, so it should work from our page too.
Yeah. Just so you know, the way this one is set up, and I expect the OSC one is set up the same, it's marked as public read and comment only. So anybody can see the workspace and make comments. There's that little, you know, add a comment to the bottom thing. But only privately invited members can edit. So everybody that's on this list can open up any of the pages and make edits. But those are the only people. And what being an admin, having the admin bit checked for you, means you can add and delete members, or could change the configuration of the space if you really wanted to. But really, anyone can edit that's in this group.
Okay, and then we'll be able to create sub... Well, I mean, you already see the sub-page.
Creating a new page is trivial.
Yeah, and that other people will have access to. So if we do have a PDP team and a working group team, or even one combined team that involve other people from the community, they'll be able to edit that page but not this one?
Depending on how we create it, yes.
Okay.
It could be created that way. If they're created as separate workspaces, then that can work. It's the access control list of this particular wiki method is not as flexible as I would like, but it works.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions on the wiki? Okay. Well, the sub-item that's in here is a discussion of the proposed structure being the work teams. And I guess it's also kind of in the next agenda item, full item, which is to review create charters for the work teams. So I saw a note from Tim Ruiz, which actually continued a discussion that was in Cairo as to whether we need to form two working teams, because it was kind of apparent from the people in Cairo that it seems to be that it would be the same people that would be working on them on the two different teams. But I want to open it up and have a full discussion on this because I think it's an important item. And, you know, we also need to keep in mind, as someone responded on the list, we need to make sure we get volunteers and others from the community or whoever wants to participate to get them involved as well and not just limit it to constituencies. Are there thoughts on that? And Aubrey, you were involved.
Yeah.
Do you want to go through the rationale as to why there were two different work teams?
I think that probably I bear a certain amount of responsibility for the two of them being separate. And one of them is because I sort of see them in a almost a micro-macro juxtaposition to each other. The PDP is the whole process, has to do with coming up with processes, with timing, with you know, how it goes through the various process from, you know, at the moment, as is fairly well known, we have the issues report, we have the timings, we have the do we start a PDP, do we not start a PDP, and then how do we go through an end game where we go out for constituent comment, we treat those comments, et cetera. So there's a many, many steps in that process, many senses of timing, many different decision points. Now, one of the basic elements is developing the recommendations themselves, but is only one step. That is done within a working group. A working group will have all kinds of methods and procedures of its own, but it's a singular point in that larger process. So my view in terms of separating the two of them is, yes, they had to be coordinated, and that's what this group could do, but that you're really looking at the problem at different scales and different scopes when you're looking at the full PDP process from, you know, from beginning to sending it to the board versus how a working group works. So that was my original view for suggesting them as separate and for, you know, working down that path in terms of the original recommendation.
Okay. Thank you, Aubrey. Does anyone have, I want to open up a general discussion on this. Does anyone have any thoughts on what Aubrey said and think it makes sense?
Well, it's Alan here. I presume the rationale was completely different, but ending up in the same conclusion, in that the two are really somewhat orthogonal. That is, the PDP will make reference to working groups, but doesn't really care how the working groups function, and there's no reason not to work in them in parallel.
Yeah, that's kind of like what I said.
You know, it's been a while since I've heard the word orthogonal used.
It's one of my favorite words.
I'm going to write that one down too.
I use it even when it doesn't apply.
There's that tangential, and still get the two confused. anyone else with thoughts on that? I mean, I think that makes sense. You know, even if we do have the same people, though I'd like to, again, encourage diversity, even if we have the same people, it still makes sense to break down the work.
Well, this is Dave Scott. I think that it would be, I mean, we're going to have, there's just so much to do in such a compressed time frame. It only makes sense to divide them up and let them work in tandem and keep each other updated on what's going on. Also, I don't think it necessarily has to be the same people. I mean, out of this group, I think we should divide this group into the two working teams. And then, as we recruit people on, you know, if they want to serve on both, that's up to them. But I think this particular group, I mean, I just don't think you'll be effective if you try to take on both. Well, something will lose you'll get so bogged down.
Moreover, I think the skills needed for these two particular ones are actually quite different. So it may well attract different people. I mean, one is heavily involved in the whole ICANN process, and the other is really how to work small groups of people come up with usable output, and really without a lot of concern for the ICANN process, for the ICANN structure itself. So, it I think they actually quite work well together as two different groups.
Okay. Anyone else have thoughts on that?
Yes, this is Konstantinos. My reading also was that these two groups are very different, so I agree with Jay Scott that basically we need to separate the people who are participating from this group in these two separate groups, and then anyone who wants to join both, then by all means do that.
So if I can ask, Aubrey, if I can ask you a question, When you set up these the work teams, you know, one of the goals is to not just involve constituency members, so it's okay to divide us up, but how do we generally get other people involved? How does that work?
Well, you mean how do we do these outreach?
Yes.
I mean, part of it is just making sure that we let people know, putting out announcements in various places. Part of it is stretching out, you know, personally, in terms of where we know. I know, for example, in working groups, there are various people that, you know, for example, I and others know that participate in working groups in other organizations, so it might be good to get to participate. You know, I know various people on the GAC that I try to get to participate in independent capacities. Outreach becomes another one of our tasks in that we outreach to the constituencies, and I think those are always, in some sense, the primary outreach, you know, is outreaching within our own world or within, you know, your own world. And then to do a certain amount of reasoned outreach to other participants, to, you know, people we know from the CC side, from the ASO side, or from GAC, from ALAC. So, you know, and then perhaps, as I say, individually, we may also reach a little further than I can when we think there's someone or some place appropriate. But I think we do that outreach.
Okay. So we have two pages up on the wiki right now, one on each team. There's the PDP team, and I keep jumping back and forth here, and then there's the working group team. So I guess these are the start of the basis of a charter for these groups. Although, actually, no, these are the, obviously, you said these are the charter that if we have changes to this, we need to run these by, or?
No. Sorry. There's the charter for the PPSC, which is, if we look at it and say, wait a second, you know, that doesn't quite work for us. The charters for the working teams themselves are purely suggestions,
okay,
that were put together, sort of places to start the discussion. You know, the one for working group may include, I haven't looked at it recently, may include some of the stuff that we've been doing as we've experimented with working groups in the council lately, because we've put together a couple different working groups. Each one is a little different. Each time we're learning a little bit more. But those charters are really just, you know, starting places, so that the planning team wouldn't be basically, you know, handing a blank slate, but sort of saying, start with it. I mean, the group can start with a blank slate if it wishes, but these are just basically starter kits.
And what they really comprise is an amalgamation of different input that was received at different times. Like, there was recommendations in the report itself, the BGC Working Group report back in February. They are, you know, if you look at the annex, there's an appendix to each of these. What we tried to do is just have almost an index of, in some cases, staff did some notes about just, you know, ideas that could be considered. In some cases, there were comments from the community in the public comment period that were, you know, we thought useful to capture, to go back to, so that when the group looks in more detail at, you know, what the specific new rules for PDP might be, or the principles, or the procedures, or each of the steps, that they would have an easy reference to some comments and ideas that had already been thrown out. But they're just, as Aubrey says, you know, if they're useful to the group for starting point, that's great. If, you know, so be it.
Okay, yeah, I'm just kind of looking through them now, and they do see, a lot of them do seem like notes and things that are, I think are very helpful to get us started on drafting these charters.
Don't want to prejudice, you know, any creative ideas, because they're just simply thoughts. And the timelines that are embedded in some of these appendices were drafted very early on and should just be ignored, and I can edit them out.
Yeah, we were very optimistic. When
we were very optimistic.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these notes from April and...
Yep.
Yeah, we were drinking some Kool-Aid back then. We're much better now.
So I think, and I want to hear everyone else, but I think one of our first, you know, I don't know if it's too much to ask, but whether we think we can have draft charter, just draft pages completed by, you know, the next meeting, and by completed I mean just to set a guideline for these work teams, because it would seem to me that we need to get these two teams up and running as soon as possible. So December 10th will be our next meeting. Do we think we can, and again, I'm throwing this out to the group, do we think we can come up with concrete charters for these groups in the next couple of weeks?
This is Konstantinos. It might be a bit stretched, but if you all agree, then by all means, let's set the 10th of December as a deadline. However, can I suggest something? We first move with the general PPSC policy to see whether we have to suggest anything to the board, and then we can work with a specific team's charter.
So I'm sorry, to suggest things to the council?
Yes, I mean, if the general PPSC charter, if we think that there's anything that needs to be amended or proposed.
Right. Okay. So we do an internal look at our own charter first, make sure we're all comfortable with that, and then also then focus on the work team charters.
I think that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
One suggestion I might have is that if we, you know, in terms of drafting these charters, if we've done the first cut ourselves at who wants to be part of which group, we can form drafting teams that would work on those charters based on our interest in participating in one or two other.
You beat me to the punch, but...
Oh, so sorry.
No, good suggestion.
I'll stop thinking soon, I promise.
No, that's so, I think Konstantinos brought up an excellent point as well, that we all need to kind of go back, make sure we're all good with our current charter, see if we have any suggestions. So I'd like to set that out for December 10th as well, is to submit any comments that we have on our own charter. Aubrey, when's the next GNSO Council call?
The 18th of December.
18th, great. So if we came back by the 10th with proposed changes, could we add that to
Most
December?
Definitely, that would be in enough time for a motion. You know, a discussion and a motion, no problem.
Okay. So I think our first assignment is for everybody to go back and reread our charter.
Which I take it is this overall purpose summary, Liz? Or is that found in another document?
I believe that's it. From that, it was included in the plan that was approved overall by the council, so I believe that's it.
Okay, so it's this, and
sure,
you can,
but I think so. Yeah.
And you can go back to the implementation plan and look at it there as well.
Yeah.
Okay, I've reviewed both. I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything.
Yeah, the formal one, if one of them is a formal reference, it's the one that's in the plan that the
October 16th final plan
that the council voted on.
Okay.
Right.
I'm just making sure I get my documents correct.
And Liz and I will go through and make sure that everything from that improvement implementation plan, the final one, is actually on this page. But I think Liz
okay.
has got it all.
I think she does too, but I just want to make sure.
Yep.
So,
it says here that the following sections were copied from the GNSO Improvement Implementation Plan final 16th of October 2008.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the first assignment is then to make sure we're all good with this, so that by the 10th we can come to a consensus. We'll have a consensus call on our own charter, or if there's any changes. And please use email between now and then so we can make sure we have all the notes captured. And then, as Aubrey suggested, is to kind of gauge the interest of the people on this call and in this group, for those that aren't on the call, to see which side of the house everyone is interested in participating on a drafting team, whether it's the PDP drafting team or the working group drafting team. And if we have a good balance, then that'll be great. If not, we'll have to figure out another approach. So why don't I go down the list to put everyone on the spot. If you're not sure yet, you can say, or if you, if it doesn't matter, you can say it doesn't matter, and I think that'll also be helpful when we balance out. I'm just going to go in order here. Mike, you're first on the list.
I'm not sure, because I need to figure out who else in the BC is going to be participating, but my inclination is to work on the PDP group.
Okay. And then, Jay Scott, you'd be the next on the list.
It didn't matter.
Okay. All right, then we have, IFP is no one at this point. So, Constantinos.
I'm not sure as well, but I'm inclined to go to the working group.
Okay. I'm the registry. I will defer to see where the balance lies at this point. Although I would, if I have my preference, it would probably be on the PDP one, but we'll wait to see where everything lies. Tim will have to get on email. Aubrey.
Definitely the working group side. That's sort of something I'm fairly passionate about.
Okay. And if I've missed any the alternates that might be on this call, I don't know, is Olga on this call?
Don't think so.
No, she took the OSC call.
Okay.
I'm her alternate.
Okay. And then, well, we have Aubrey again for GNSO Council, so we already know where you stand. Alan?
I'll probably do the PDP and try to get someone else for the working group.
Okay. And we don't have anyone from the GAC. Did I miss anyone that's on this call?
I definitely have an idea of someone I can try to recruit from the GAC for the working group one later.
It seems like we have a fairly decent balance. If we have Mike and myself and Alan for PDP, and then we have Aubrey, Constantinos, working group, and Jay Scott, who's indifferent. Jay, do you want to choose one or the other? Or
to me?
Yeah.
No, I'm fine. I'll stay with working groups.
Okay.
Yeah, Aubrey's nice, and Constantinus sounds like he can handle me. He's got a pretty strong constitution. He should be just fine.
So I think
I think we will be able to, you know, we'll be okay.
So I think we've got the makings of our, at least the first initial people on the drafting teams. I think we also need to send a note to the other people on the list, so we should send a full a note to the full membership of the PPSC and make sure where people stand. But it seems like at this point, if it breaks down the same fashion, we should have our drafting teams fairly well balanced. So why don't we do that? Okay, so just to recap,
I suspect there will be other people from both council and the constituencies who have an interest in either of those topics, even though they're not on this group. So I think we're probably in good shape.
Yeah, the idea is to just have balance from this group on those two groups, but for each of those two groups to be pretty broad, correct?
Yeah.
Correct. Well, this is actually just a drafting team for the charter.
Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah.
Well, now, Jeff, to make sure I understood, I thought that Avery's point and you had endorsed was that you would serve on the drafting committee for the team that you eventually wanted to serve on. Is that incorrect?
I mean, I think that can be correct, but doesn't need to be correct.
Okay.
I mean, if it breaks down that way, that's great. I think at this point I'm looking more towards the immediate of let's get these charters together.
Okay.
And if people want to stay on the group that they're on the drafting team, I think that's great. If they, you know, want to move off to the other one, then we'll see where that falls.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
Okay, so I'll confirm this by email. But I have, for the PDP group, just again, is Mike, myself, and Alan so far. And for the working group, I have J. Scott, Constantinos, and Avery. Great.
Okay, and if we're talking at this point primarily about the charters, I don't think, from my point of view anyway, I don't think I'll try to recruit someone else to work on the group for the charter.
Okay. We will need to recruit someone from the registrar constituency, so Tim and which one else? ISP, if they appoint someone. We'll try to get them in, and hopefully it'll balance out 4 and 4, and we'll be great.
Okay.
So with that said, I don't want to intervene on how these drafting teams are going to work, in the sense that it would be great if the, after I send the note, if the three or four of you on the drafting team could contact each other and figure out a good way forward to hopefully have your comments in by the 10th.
Okay. Sure.
Well, I think it's convenient that each one of them has a chair and an alternate chair on it.
I knew you were going to say that. So I will take responsibility for the PDP group drafting team, at least for getting Mike and Alan together, and anyone, and if there's a fourth person.
Yeah, I think the first thing we need to do is we need to make a goal that we will wait till at least Friday of this week to see what Tim and the ISPs have to say. These groups shouldn't meet until we hear back from those people. Or at least give them a deadline of Friday. And then meet, if they're going to meet after that time.
I'm not big on the holidays, especially since we're about to fly to India. But given the holiday, you might want to give them until Monday.
Okay. My whole point is I just don't want us to come right out of the gate and then feel left out. I'd like to send out the invitation to say, you weren't there, what do you want to do, who's going to be, and then say, because we have a deadline by Monday where we're going to start setting up meetings.
Okay, I will send out that note and ask for a Monday, end of day, whatever time zone they're in, to let us know. In the meantime, I want everyone to just start thinking about, you know, look at those pages on the wiki.
Yeah.
And they're a good starting point, as Liz and Aubrey said. You could scrap those completely. You can use them as notes. You can do whatever you want as far as drafting those charters, but again, I'd like to set the December 10th call as one to hopefully have those final.
And we also need to look at the main PPSC charter as well, correct?
Right. That's the first. So the first work item is to look at our own charter, have some comments by the 10th. The second one is to work on the working group team. That's the name of an actual team. To work on the initial PPSC team charters.
Okay.
I think we're all going to get tripped up over the number of terms that are in here. So
it's ICANN. That's one of the first things the GNS does is say, now how complicated can we make this with acronyms and duplicate names?
Which is really what takes people so long to actually learn. It's a learning curve for a lot of people. Maybe we can figure out how to shorten that learning curve.
That's because they're not comfortable referring it to the widget that does the what. I mean, if you get comfortable with talking like that, it's really quite easy.
That's right.
So in looking down the agenda, it looks like we've come to the what needs to be done immediately before June transition. And I think I asked a question during the Cairo meeting. If we wanted to work backwards from the whatever that transition date is in June, Well, actually, we probably before that, we need to discuss and we need to look through everything to see what needs to be done immediately when we break up into two houses in June, and or what items could actually be left for later. But that might actually depend on a lot of the, as I'm kind of talking myself through this, might depend on a lot of the charters and things that we're going to do in the next couple of weeks.
That's what I'm thinking too, Jeff. I think that that needs to be an agenda item for the 10th.
Okay.
Yes, I think it only makes sense.
Well, wouldn't the charters of the two groups break down what they have to do in the very short term and what they have to do in the long term?
We certainly could make that an action item for them, Alan.
I would think that would make sense.
Okay. Let me make sure I get that down.
Yeah, me too.
Now, we may not have the definitive answer by the 10th, but there should be the two sections.
Okay.
So there was one thing that would be helpful is if you go backwards in the things that needs to happen in order to, for the transition, there are items that would need to go to, obviously, the council to be voted on, and things that would need to go to the board, I would
assume. That's correct.
So we need to kind of work backwards to see, okay, the board needs X amount of notice, and the council needs to vote by a certain date. And if they need to vote by a certain date, when do they need the material?
Okay.
Liz and Avery, does that sound like something you guys could help me with?
Definitely.
Yes, of course.
Because I'm assuming that June transition date would probably then push a lot of things back into April.
Although, I mean, to a certain extent, while I think these things need to be in place by June, some of them going into place sooner will be no problem. So we shouldn't necessarily, and for example, I know with the working group stuff, I at the moment have been including, every time we put together a motion for a working group, have been putting a little, what is a working group, in the middle of its charter, simply because we have nothing else. So in terms of some of this transition, we're already in it. We're already doing working groups. And we're already really messing with the PDC process. So we're following, except for timing, kind of to the letter, rather to the spirit of the PDPs.
Right.
But the sooner we get some of that stuff figured out, the better, even if some of it's done before June.
Right. Anything we certainly can do to improve those processes is...
Because the only thing we can't do before June is things that is the threshold voting of the bicameral.
Right.
But anything else in the process, we can change any time we're ready, council approves, board approves.
Okay.
Except I don't think we want to have, six different incremental changes in the PDP process.
No. But there may be things that we look at, and this, you know, the group that's talking about it will probably come up with, but we may look at some of the things that can be changed in the bylaws before some other things.
Right. So the other thing we need to build into that timeline as well is all the various public comment periods that have to go on when you make these changes. In other words, if you're going to change the... or make recommendations to change the bylaws, which the PDP would be a change to the bylaws, there has to be public comment.
I think it's 10 working days.
Well, there's comment periods the council has, but then there's comment periods that the board will require, and I think that's just something we need to work through.
That's right. We do want to make sure that there's ample opportunity for the public to have input. It's several steps in the process.
By and large, there's at least two before a GNSO decision on a recommendation and before a board decision.
Do you have a time frame for that, Audrey? What's the time frame?
Oh, they tend to be 21-day comment periods, 20-day comment periods.
Okay.
Yeah, but then you also have to worry about the when does it hit the board agenda and things like that. So.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
That
we need to do that work.
Yeah, that's why I was suggesting come up with the absolute minimalist that needs to be in place by June, and then we don't have to worry about those deadlines nearly as much. We still want to factor them in and try to get everything done by June, but it's not hanging over our head if we can do the first pass first.
So I think that would encourage, probably speak to, once you have the charters drafted, wanting to convene the work teams as quickly as possible after that.
So I think that all makes sense. I think what we'll do is, and Liz and I and Avery will work on for the main page, some general timelines to work backwards from the June date if we wanted to have something presented to the board or go through the council, get to the board, you know, without any substance attached to it, but just, you know, these are milestone dates. So that should help guide people on the drafting teams and later on the work group teams, the CPSC teams. That'll help them with their short-term and long-term goals.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Is there any other questions on timing and on the work teams?
Jeff, this is Glenn.
Yes.
Would you like me to set up two mailing lists for you to work on the PDP and on the working groups?
Is it possible? I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think that does, that makes sense. Yes, thank you.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think of all the, everyone's got all these mailing lists, and
if
people could also, if you could also post to the members the link to the archives if they want to view them if they're not on that team.
I'll do that, Jeff. I usually do.
And Jay Scott, do you want to be included on both of those mailing lists without contributing, just so you can?
Sure.
We can cover for each other.
That's correct. It's best that we just are both together, so we know what's going on.
Okay.
Well, shall I subscribe for the moment everybody to each list, and then obviously you'll work out.
How does everybody feel about that? Is that too confusing? You want to separate it out?
I don't think there's any need for it, unless someone, for each individual, if they want to, that's fine.
Yeah, why don't we start out with it separate?
Okay.
And if we feel like on the 10th it would help to have that cross-pollination, we'll do that. Except, so if you could put Mike, myself, Alan, and Jay Scott on the PDP one.
Yes.
And then on the working group one, it would be Jay Scott, Constantinos, Avery, and myself.
Yes.
And then we'll wait to hear back from Tim, and if there's an ISP rep, which one they want to be on.
Okay, fine, Jeff.
My guess in knowing Tim is he'll probably want to do the PDP one, but I could be wrong. But we'll find out.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions on timing and on the work teams? All right. I think that brings us, the long-range goals, I think, we kind of discussed, incorporated in that. And then we have the last item, which is any other business.
Yeah, I got one. I want to thank you, too, for taking this.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank everyone.
Yeah. I want to thank Liz for being here on her vacation.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yes.
Well, actually, yeah, that's you too, Jeff.
And me. I'm on vacation as well.
Yes.
Thank you too. People.
Yeah, you people are wonderful.
We're dedicated or sick?
Yeah, I have a family who thinks I'm crazy.
So
all
there,
our families think we're crazy.
Is there any other business before I ask the operator to... Or do we have to formally ask them to stop recording, or
no,
if we all
hang
up?
We
just hang up? Okay.
Okay.
So the next formal meeting of our group is, just to review, is the 10th. And by the 10th, the first action item is to focus on our own charter, make recommendations to see if there's anything we'd like to see, to make recommendations to the council for their meeting on the 18th. And then the two drafting teams will endeavor to complete their charter for the two teams by the 10th as well.
Okay.
And
okay.
If I could just amend
to all the Americans, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.